You're tuned into the Black White Show podcast. With T. Alexander 614, GQ Smooth, and Boring ZT.
Yo, what's going on? This your main man Thaddeus coming through the Black White Show podcast.
Woo!
Oh my gosh.
That is with the hesitation.
I wanted to
build up to it.
So we're back. We're coming at y'all again. Find me T Alexander 614 on IG. Go ahead.
Boring ZT. You will not find me.
GQ Smooth, the head, not the tail.
Oh, yeah. Put too much on there.
And we got our guest back.
Baby, I'm
back.
Second
round. Me.
Yeah, so here we are again. This really, Zach, you wanted to take over.
Oh, damn.
Why hit us with a takeover. Pressure.
Where to begin? So
Just start.
Yeah, I'll just jump into it. Because the reason I wanted to go and record another one was because of my thoughts and concerns about all the stuff going on in the world today. And you know, like, I just feel like every day I feel like I become more like anti-establishment and like just radical in my beliefs, because I feel like we're seeing on a daily basis, and especially with people in our age group and the things we've seen and experienced in our lifetimes, like all the shit we learned, all the shit we were taught, the foundation that that was preached to us.
Christopher Columbus.
Yeah, like the things that we celebrate. The shit ain't cool. And I can't ride with it anymore. And like, I even find myself, like, even just in my music. Like, I texted y'all earlier, I think last week, I was just talking about, I've been listening to fucking
Rage Against the Machine.
Hey, and if anybody out there is not hip to Rage Against the Machine, I implore you, please listen to Rage Against the Machine.
Fire.
Tell me this shit was not wrote in 2020. Mm. And they was doing this shit since fucking 1992.
That's one of my favorite bands, too.
What happened?
This man said,
Bulls Parade.
I'm rolling down Rodeo with a shotgun. These people ain't seen a brown-skinned person since their grandparents bought one.
What?
You know what he talking about. Rodeo, that's where all the rich white people
hang out. No, I think about, just don't even say where it's at. Think about that. These people haven't seen a brown skinned person since their grandparents bought one.
And on Rodeo, you know Rodeo, we don't belong on Rodeo because that's where Gucci and Louis and all those
Did Rage Against the Machine say that?
Yes, in 1992. They rap music.
Oh, it's like rap rock.
The only thing I remember about Rage Against the Machine was the guy on MTV. He got up on the
Zach Della Roach.
You don't remember that?
He climbed the scaffolding.
The MTV Awards.
Yes. Oh yeah.
And he got up there and he was just sitting up there.
They
fired
the lead singer, Zach Della Roach.
He was on drugs.
Now you do what they told you.
Doing that.
And now you do what they told you.
Yeah, man. Just fucking listen.
They're doing that.
Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me.
Yeah.
They've been saying this. Like, this motherfucker was woke before woke was woke.
Yeah,
You ready for the revolution?
Hell yeah.
It's televised.
Man.
It's televised this time, baby.
We'll see.
Anybody go protesting?
Oh, can you please talk about that?
Okay. I will.
I haven't actually gone down.
Yes, can you please tell us?
Okay, so anybody who knows me know that I don't really speak politically about anything.
Right.
You know, maybe in private, never really on the air.
Keep it tight to the vest.
You know, I try to. But for me to actually go down there and protest, you know what kind of state this nation has to be in. For me to actually get out there and do it. One thing I will say is definitely scary, but it's definitely beautiful at the same time. So basically, scary, you got officers on the rooftops, if you look up, with guns, about to pick your ass off at any time. You got officers hitting in plain clothes. You got them dropping tear gas and these bullets. Wow. These rubber bullets is the size in your hand. You're not supposed to. Fun fact about a rubber bullet: you are not supposed to aim that directly at somebody. Right. You're supposed to aim that at the ground, and it bounces off because it's rubber, like, and that's feet, where the crowd. You know what I mean?
7 feet.
Then you got military vehicles rolling down the street like as a scare tactic. Like, this is not really. I mean, it's war, but not to this extent. You know what I mean? So you got that, but then you got people coming and dropping off water on every corner just to make sure you're hydrated. Dropping off snacks just to make sure if you've been there all day, you got something to eat. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so.
And police destroying that shit, too.
Yes, that I did see them.
Plenty of footage of that shit.
See them opening packs of water, like new packs of water purchased at the store, like the cases, like 32-pack. Opening the bottles and just pouring them out. Like, you know what I mean? Because they want you, at the end of the day, they want you to go home.
They want you to go home.
So they're like, I don't give a fuck if you're hydrated or not. I want you to go home. So, and then people get mad at that, and then that gives them a reason for crowd control.
Now, you saying that about the military and all that, and that police presence and military vehicles, I feel like that just incites people even more. Like, I feel like the police did a lot of things that made people even more angry.
It's not necessary.
You're out there to protest peacefully, brutality. Police brutality.
And they come with more brutal force.
Fucking tank.
You're going to protest my brutality?
Did you see the old guy that they pushed down?
Oh, that was wrong in Buffalo?
Yes.
That was so wrong.
And then this motherfucking Trump. Put this man's whole fucking government name on Twitter.
I didn't know he did that.
And said he believed he was an Antifa provocateur. And all this shit. You trying to get this old fucking man killed?
75.
They
are peers. Trump's 74.
Still, that's not like, he's the fucking president. He's the president.
They can go at it because they're the same age. I'm just joking because he's so old. And we shouldn't have
professionalism.
Just stop it. I'm just saying here.
You got that curfew, unconstitutional. I don't know if you guys know this, but we were on a curfew for about a week. Citizens of Columbus threatened to sue Mike DeWine because it was unconstitutional. You notice we do not have a curfew anymore. It was unconstitutional.
The funny thing about it is it only came one time on my phone.
Every day. About 6 p.m. No, shit.
And I will say
my phone went nuts. It was like,
say that when I was down there in the daytime, like noon, all throughout the day, it was cool. Like, the police, they went on no trash, none of that. But soon as it hit like 6:37, that's when they start getting revved up, probably because they won't go to fuck home. You know what I mean? So
you got a job.
It wasn't. It was out there.
That's when I'm pouring the water out. Like, you know what I mean? Curfew is 2 hours. You gotta go.
The first night of protesting, they actually was in the middle of High and Broad, and they took a picture all together.
I saw that.
All of them.
I
saw that picture.
Who did?
The police.
Speaking of which. Y'all see the video of the dude, the union boss from
New York?
From New York, you're treating us like animals and like we're thugs. The fuck do you think people are protesting for, you dumb motherfucking piece of shit?
What I will say, you know, I got a criminal justice degree at the same time. So what I will say is, basically, like, they got a job to do, and I understand it.
Everybody does.
Everybody does. Ain't nobody tell you to sign up. You have a highly dangerous job to do. But at the same time, at the end of the day, one of the things they implement is your life or theirs. But that doesn't mean to go to a traffic stop with your gun already drawn. Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, you just heightening the situation no reason.
But
you gotta stay protective, but you can't be a bitch nigga. at the same time.
So
where's the happy medium?
The disparity of what people were protesting, what, two, three weeks before? I want a haircut. I want to go to the fucking tanning salon. This is wrong. This is unconstitutional. I want to go to the gym. Motherfuckers protesting outside the gym by doing push-ups. Well, apparently you can also do it outside wherever the fuck. Pick up a paint can. I don't know. But and these motherfuckers are silent. One person that deserves a lot of fucking shit right now is the NRA. These motherfuckers talking about, oh, we're here to protect and make sure a tyrannical government doesn't overrun us. What the fuck is happening right now?
Yeah.
Silence. Fuck the NRA.
All right, so.
They ain't about shit.
All right, so.
I'm on fuck a lot of people's shit.
It's like, nah.
Fuck a lot of people.
All right, nah, honestly, you got to think about it, bro. They
pro-ham.
But what it is, yeah, exactly.
No, you got to really think about it. They were coming with guns at the state house. Not doing shit,
they
right?
They went into the fucking state
exactly
house.
With the guns, and people no that injuries, were protesting out in the streets that had guns, just like them, were getting arrested.
Getting done, and I know they would say like, well, the numbers weren't as high, and
I don't give
you
a
know
fuck.
What I mean. Like,
guns
so,
a great equalizer.
Yeah, especially the ones they had.
Yeah, they got motherfucking clips on clips on clips. Right. They taking out a lot of people if they want to do something. That's the thing. And then these counter protesters. Motherfuckers, peaceful protests going on through the streets. Motherfuckers standing on the outside of the protest with guns and shit.
Crazy shit.
What are they there to do? Intimidate.
Man, them dudes.
You can't tell me they ain't out there to do anything else.
Them dudes stole them Dodge Chargers. I was like, that is crazy.
Right now,
they were stealing that Mercedes.
I'm not with the looting and all that. Like, you know what I mean? And I was even offended kind of just being at the protest in a sense, because I was down there and some, you know, I had a short sleeve shirt on, some shorts, whatever. Cool. But somebody was like, hey, sis, you need to cover up all your tattoos and cover up your face and wear pants just in case they drape. And I get what you're saying, but I'm not here to break shit.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm not here to do none of that shit you're talking. I don't care about being identified.
You don't have to do any of that for them to come at you. And you know that.
I will say I can only speak to my experience. When I was down there, they do give a warning. They do give a warning. They say, and it'd be a 5-minute warning, a 5-minute long warning. Y'all need to disperse or we are going to start firing tear gas. You cannot, like, I get it.
But even
like,
that, why?
I'm going
why?
This way.
If motherfuckers are protesting right here, they've established themselves in
no,
this
they're,
spot.
No. Did this is see? What you got to see. They're in the street. They're blocking off the streets.
Right now, I
understand what they're doing. I understand both sides. I am straddling the fence as hard as I can at this
bring
point.
Bring it to the gray.
Until you go down there and see
it. I can't bring
it
to the gray right now.
Until you go down there and see it, you do not know. You got... People are cutting off traffic. There was a dude just skateboarding back and forth with a sign in the middle of the street. Like, people standing on top of cars. Might be your car.
I don't know that I would not. I'm not advocating or participating in any looting, any violent activity or anything like that.
Not.
However, I can't be mad at a single soul that is.
I understand that, because at the end of the day, it's like y'all wasn't hearing us. And
enough
it's like, you know
enough.
How a bad kid is. I'm doing this for the attention at this point. Yeah. Fuck it. Y'all got the insurance. Y'all going to get your payout either way. Now, what I will say to my American brothers and sisters, please don't be looking for that second wave of refund checks, because I feel like they're going to be like, we're going to fix the city with this.
Exactly.
So, like,
we're going to fix the city.
For real.
They got insurance for that. They got all that insurance.
But with the stimulus check, this is my last point. I swear I'm going to stop talking.
Don't stop talking.
First of all, y'all gave everybody in this country, like, well, a vast majority, $1,200.
Not them corporations.
I said a vast majority. Yeah, I'm just saying. A vast majority. A lot.
Yeah.
We make up 12 to 13% as black people, and you telling me we couldn't get reparations when y'all just gave damn near everybody in this country?
These
y'all could have been paid us. We could have got free college, something. Y'all ain't give a shit, but everybody else in this country got their reparations? Yeah. The Asians, the Native Americans, the Jewish, everybody. Even being Jewish now, you can apply to go back to your homeland, and they pay for it. Yeah, and I'm just like, come on.
All the money we didn't have to fucking get homeless people homes and food, but goddamn, when this coronavirus hit, we was pulling money out under the fucking carpet. We was like, oh, we got all types of fucking money right here.
And we only, for us to only be 12 to 13%, y'all could have just, even if y'all did it in this wave, y'all could have just been like, all right, black people, y'all all get 3,000, everybody else get 1,200. This your reparation.
That's admitting, that you know what that is? Mm. That's admitting wrongdoing.
But everybody else got them, so y'all admitted wrongdoing.
That's admitting wrongdoing. That will never happen. What's happening right now? They pulling down fucking Confederate statues, which have been here from the beginning, what, the 1900s,
1800s. Can you tell me why that is relevant? Like what country takes on the other countries?
Because we are the only
statues
fucking,
and flags.
We are the
if
only
you beat
country,
them in a war.
We are the only country on this earth that fucking celebrates.
No, we don't put them on a monument. Germany doesn't have Hitler up there.
Exactly.
Like,
but hold on,
if
hold
I
on.
Beat you, you're not anywhere in this. I might write you out of history.
Everywhere else, they vilify traitors. They vilify the people that went against what the country stood for. Here, we celebrate that shit. It's our heritage. It's our southern fucking heritage.
Yeah,
it's my Confederate flag and all that bullshit. I don't fucking get it. Like,
People are uneducated. They do not know what it actually represents at the same time.
Because it doesn't affect them. You're a white person that grew up in the South. A Confederate flag is your identity. You never were oppressed. You never experienced racism. You never had a problem with that flag. It's who you are. They feel threatened. They feel
it's so nice for hurt. A white man.
They feel hurt by that. It's a part of their identity. So when you're trying to take that from them, they're so fucking offended, clutching their fucking bitch ass
because
fucking
it's the land
pearls.
Of the free, right?
You fucking bitch ass.
It's and, the land of the free. Hold on.
I got something on my chest. I got something on my chest. Put all these gunshot sound effects right now.
Hot take.
If you're for the Confederate flag, fuck you and your mother with an A's dick.
And your mother, not your whole ancestry.
Your whole ancestry.com.
Ancestry.com.
That's what I was
saying.
Y'all
feel the same way about us?
That's what I was saying about the protest. I think it's beautiful that it has brought so many people together. But at the same time, a lot of these kids who are out here looting, i.e. the white ones, they are the ones that they're just doing it for fun.
Yeah,
they've been on timeout for 3 months. I want
to
get out
and
there. They don't
do
give
still.
A fuck about the cause.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, thank you for your help, but we didn't ask you to
and
come up here and destroy, and then we get blamed for that
exactly.
shit.
Exactly.
Okay.
But
No.
I love that he tried to just pivot off of that.
No,
I
want
to hear what you got next. Because
the fact that I heard that people were getting paid to loot, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of people
man,
there.
The police officers.
Yeah, like
the plainclothes police officers. Man, yeah, I don't even.
And the crazy thing now, I do want to go to what I was thinking. Damn, I got to keep.
I said a lot of hot shit here.
Damn. I want to remember what I was saying before this, but I'm going to forget it.
GQ, I might need you to send this to me beforehand to see if I need you to edit.
Just the fact that the whole world was on it.
Yes.
That shit was crazy.
Fucking.
I didn't.
London.
I knew we
Germany,
was going to do us.
France. All of that shit.
It was like
South
the straw
Africa.
That broke the camel's back. Because we. Because
then everybody
the
was like. Because then Britain was
the
like.
First time.
Fuck them. Like,
this was the straw that broke the. It was like, all right. And y'all chose to do it at the wrong time. We had Corona. We already ain't working. We already. Of course we can protest. Yeah. Of course we can. We ain't doing shit today anyway.
I read an article.
I'm downtown.
I read an article about that. I read an article about that, and they were talking about that, saying that basically, like, this happening now in the time that it's happening was like the fucking perfect storm.
It was.
Because what else are people doing right now?
Not getting paid.
Exactly.
Sitting at home.
So.
Of course, I'm gonna be downtown.
And
something
they talked
to do.
About that. They spoke about that. They were talking about how the 40 hour work week that we live by in the United States is designed to keep you down. You don't have. When do you have time to protest? If you work in 9 to 5, shout out to what's her name?
B. Simone.
Fuck you, B. Simone.
Damn.
He done brought her up again.
Damn. He went. You can't talk about Black Lives Matter and say fuck B. Simone.
She. Who is she?
He don't like her as a person.
But I'm saying. But anyway.
It's too late for B. Simone.
Is she cute?
She's okay. She's so
cute. All right. She's screw her. Sorry. Let me walk that back a little bit. Not fuck her. Well.
Okay.
Because he might want to fuck her when B. Simone come on the show.
Yeah, come on the show.
B. Simone. I only work 5 hours.
She's like, even worse.
He works 9 to 1.
But I get paid a lot.
Yeah, so anyway, but they were talking about how even the work week, the everything that we have.
They don't have that in France. They average is like 30 hours in France.
Everything we have about the way this country is set up
family-oriented.
Is designed to keep you in a specific place in life. Think about that. Your work week, the jobs that you have, the socioeconomic things, the gender roles, they trying to keep you in a very specific spot. Shout out to the ice cream man.
Ice cream man, come on the show.
No.
Gucci.
Wow, hold up.
Gucci.
I don't appreciate that when I said ice cream man, this man said Gucci man. Gucci. There's only one ice cream man.
Master P.
Fucking yeah, what you mean?
Yeah.
Captain Kirk. Fuck, out of here.
Shout
out to the real ice cream man, Master P.
Okay, so let me segue.
Out the trunk.
Let me segue. Okay, so here's another thing that I've been having a tiff with and back and forth with, not really even debating because I understand where we're at. So I don't even try to debate this. I just like the dialogue I've been having. So we're talking about, I posted something on my feed or social media feed, Facebook, Instagram, one of them. And I said, when you're in a battle or you're in a war or whatever, who are you going to go at? The people, the nation that, who are you going to go at first? What's your first responsibility? The nation that's coming against you in this war or the people on the inside that are tearing your army up? Within your own army, that's killing your own army. Who's your first priority
I feel like
in
the
that?
The political answer for America in general is the people who's tearing it up.
Yeah, in the inside.
But that's not what's happening. That's what they want you to think
exactly.
is happening.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Yeah.
Okay, I like wherever we're about to go, but
that's not what's happening.
So when I say. Black people, we need to stop killing black people.
I can't say that. Everybody.
But that, and that is
not.
Since
we are only
12%.
Since we are only 12%.
Proximity doesn't mean I kill you.
No, no, no. They're killing them more than
I saw a statistic the other day. They showed it was black, Hispanic, white, Asian, and then other. And they talked about the percentage of the U.S. population of all of those different
who's
groups.
Who's imprisoned?
No. This was about police killings.
91.
The percentage of people that are killed by the police by all those different groups in correlation with how large those groups were a percentage of the population. The overwhelming majority, it was like... I'm just spitballing here because I don't remember what the exact numbers. It wasn't even just that. It was just whites were the smallest percentage. Think about that. How many fucking Asian people live in this country? How many Hispanic and black were like neck and neck? It was like 13% and 14% or 13% and 15%. Yes.
Black people are 74%. We looked this up.
They were like 43% of police killings. Think about that. 15% of the population that is killed by, or 15% of the population, and then people that are killed by police are like 43%. You're 15%.
We're 12, 13%.
Okay, 12%. And 43% of police killings are on you. So on that 12%.
And that's what...
That's not a problem. Something's not wrong there.
See, that's, and that's the thing with that statement, because it is a problem. It is the...
Stop resisting.
It's the priority problem. But I also think we have to figure out how to stop our own chaos in our communities, too. And this is... It's so hard because I was talking to my brother, and this thing comes in layers. Like, you can't really... You can't really hit each situation like in a general form. You got, so when I say stop black on black crime, I know that means a lot of systemic racism. I know that means prison to pipeline, from school to prison to pipeline. There's so much that really entails our PTSD and our trauma in certain neighborhoods and growing up like that. So black on black crime is a whole big layer to just keep unraveling to get to the true root.
When you got people that's not, that don't have shit or are not given shit or are prevented from getting shit, well, you expect them not to do something about
that? Well, yeah, but we have to clean it up.
The police gonna solve that. I'm saying that, right?
That saves, I think they're on the same pedigree. Like, I think they're on the same spectrum. Like, we need to attack both. And talking to my brother, he's like, well, let's just stay on this topic since we got the attention.
Yeah, I agree.
Of the world, and they still have their knees on our neck, their foot on our neck. We need to stay on this attention to get that foot off our neck. And I agree, because I think they're same level, but I just feel like the guy was like, well, what about like white on white crime and black and this and this? I'm like, I can't necessarily care about that. I care about this culture that I'm in, that I'm a part of. So I care about us committing crimes against each other. And I just don't like the rhetoric that if you say we got to clean up us, that you usually get backlash from that. And it's like, no, I agree with the police brutality, but we as a whole still have to also agree with, we got to figure this side out too.
Yeah, but
and we've been fucked over. I understand all the layers that, but we got to figure this part out too.
Think of a sickness.
True, the shit that we
do. Do you treat in a sickness? Do you treat what the sickness is, or do you treat a symptom of the sickness?
I don't know.
What you're talking about is a symptom of the sickness.
No.
Why are people,
without a doubt,
why are people in underprivileged communities committing crimes?
Without a doubt.
Because they don't have opportunity.
But if we clean up the police, that's still the system.
We're agreeing.
Yeah, yeah. The system is not just the police. We got to, the layers. It's so many layers.
Yeah. Well, you got to start somewhere, and that's the thing.
And that's why I respect now, both. I'm just saying, just right don't now, come at people, because a lot of people will come at other people because they get looked at as like an Uncle Tom. It's like an All Lives Matter response.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
Oh, you can't. Black Lives Matter, someone says, All Lives Matter. Like, come on, you being a dick.
What
like,
they say?
Like, you racist as fuck. Like,
the people,
and so I understand when somebody comes up and says, well, what about black on black crime? Like, you're meaning that in a whole different way. Mm-hmm. When you bring that up, like, oh, are you guys worried about this, but you guys kill each other every day? That's not how I'm meaning this. I'm meaning for us to be stronger than ever, not trying to demean us. I'm just saying, to overthrow what we got to overthrow, you got to be united as fuck.
After the protest, what's next?
Come on, man. Like, you got to be so united. I'm not coming at us in a demeaning way. I'm saying I'm ready to overthrow. Let's go.
What you're saying
is, but I can't do it if you're trying to kill me.
The whole, like, anybody who's ever uttered the words All Lives Matter in response to somebody saying Black Lives Matter.
Check out my Facebook.
Guess what?
Man.
Hey, hold up. GQ, you got the you got them gunshots.
Cue the gunshots.
Fuck your life. Fuck your mom's life. Fuck your grandfather's life. Fuck you.
I gotta hold him back on the podcast.
Hold me back.
I will say this. At the protest, I was seeing crazy signs. Blue lives splatter. I was like, nah, that's ridiculous.
All
lives matter than blue lives splatter. Honestly, I think that's what it says.
If somebody's willing to kill you without a second thought, don't they deserve that same energy back?
Yeah, it's war. It's
situational because you got good people officers. People want to be polite. But y'all grouping them together, y'all kind of creating...
They're doing the same thing.
Y'all giving it
you
back.
Should feel you're the same thing. You should feel the same thing that the people that you're oppressing are feeling.
They not. But they
feel this. Walk in that person's shoes. Then maybe in that going back to that dude in New York, the union dude.
Oh, okay. The police union.
Yeah, he talking about, oh, you're vilifying us and treating us like animals and thugs. What the fuck do you think these people are in the streets for?
What do you mean people?
Anybody that's in the streets.
What do you mean these people?
Don't do that to me.
So let me just ask this as well. Do you think, are you the type of person that, shout out to people in Seattle, they have what is it called? Anonymous city, right now, autonomous, they're showing that they don't need police or anything, and they're having a governed body, in the middle of downtown in Seattle. So that's just crazy. Go look that up. And they're trying to show police. They're out there vibing, cooking food, having a good time, playing music. And no police around. We don't need it, and blah, blah, blah. So shout out to them. Seattle, they really protest out there, for real.
That's a very progressive city. Yeah, for real. General.
They go ham. They had the umbrellas, everything. Go check Seattle out. But do you feel, are you one of those type of people that feel like we don't need police?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Because that's where some people go extreme.
The bar for being a police officer is extremely low.
1,500 hours to be a cosmetologist, 800 hours to be a police officer.
To do some fucking nails.
Don't come with the cosmetologist.
No, I fuck with cosmetologists. Shout out to the cosmetologist and what you do because, hey, I appreciate what you do. Yeah. I appreciate it.
You put that effort in the work.
You make the ladies look right.
But, no, that's what they're saying. 1,500 hours. How many months did you go? Oh, well, thanks.
I completely agree with that. I think the disparity is and when you think about that, what is a police officer tasked with doing? What are they given the freedom to do? As opposed to, let's use your example, a cosmetologist. A police officer could take your fucking life easily. And
it'd be justified.
You ain't seen some of these bitches here.
And to that point, you know what I'm saying? In a cosmetologist, what are they doing? You know, they're not taking lives. They're not deciding people's fate for the rest of their lives. They're not imprisoning people for the fucking rest of their lives on some bullshit charges. Mm.
Yeah. I mean, so...
And they're held to a higher standard. And I got this. That's a problem.
Side. Wow. And I got this side to see, from my family being in law enforcement, things like that. They're bad cops. And I even got warned about that. There's bad people in any profession. There's bad people in a bunch of things. So my thing was, people were like, well, how do you group cops now? Blah, blah, blah. I said, if you're saying you're a good cop, but you're watching bad things happen and you do nothing, then you're a bad cop, too. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of them are like, well, I didn't do it or I don't agree with it. But if you know what's going on, you know what's happening, and you're still taking part in it, then...
Especially if you're watching somebody die. Yeah,
I work for the state of Ohio, right? I work for the state of Ohio. No, I'm saying one thing that's on my badge. There's a word on my badge. It says integrity. Is that not what I'm here for? You know, and that's something that I have had problems with in the past. And it's definitely not to the severity of life and death for human beings. But the fact that that's on my badge, this is supposedly what I'm here to do. Police are held to, I would hope, a much higher standard. So just the simple word integrity, what their badge represents, are you upholding that? If you're not upholding that, you don't belong in a job.
Yeah.
You don't deserve the benefits that you have. You don't deserve the protection that you have. You don't deserve the freedom to kill people. Nobody deserves that.
Okay, let me ask this. Do you feel that this time around, these riots, these protests, is going to be anything different than what it has been?
Yeah. Hopefully there's some kind of change.
That's what.
That's where, what it's that's always. This, yeah, it's like, always a hope. That's why I said, what's the next here. Level? What's the next step? What's the game
we've plan? Here.
There's been protests before.
It's been rioting. It's been looting. It's been.
It ain't like today's.
So you got to tell again, me. Why, go back. Why do you feel
go
that
back.
Way?
Go back to what we talked about before. Because what do people have to do right now?
Yeah.
They have the time. They have the opportunity. They have the ability.
Everything back up.
And they have the freedom.
Have so occupy.
People don't have the time.
Is this not? Probably part of the thought process behind
they
all this.
They make you try to get back to work.
Exactly.
So you don't so be out do there
think?
No more.
So you think it would be different because people have more time?
Perhaps. I hope so. I can only hope at this point.
I mean, we've been here but, before.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Live. We've been here.
People so, but eat. I do think
they gotta pay
right now,
it's going to be hard for them to stay out there for months.
What weeks, with everything that's going on right now.
Wave of checks. No,
exactly.
With everything that's going on right now, I think that the situation demands some sort of action. You literally have people that's running for the presidency of this country talking about defunding the police. When does that happen?
What's the action though?
Not no major
department does. They, I mean, I don't know if y'all seen, but I personally seen and been in SWAT vehicles. Those things are heavy artillery. Them is almost like military grade.
Yeah. They're saying vehicles. They don't need those.
They really don't. our police department
what's
has
going
chargers.
On in Columbus, Ohio.
Our police department, and I'm gonna give y'all they charger. Like I'm gonna give y'all scat pack on a charger y'all because man, you that. Might need to chase somebody, but that's an expensive car. I'm just gonna say that
there are police departments in buttfuck Kentucky,
buttfuck
in the middle of nowhere, in cities of that's with a population point. Of 10,000.
They got a SWAT truck.
They have no. Have tanks, literal tanks.
Yeah,
why in the fuck in the middle of Kentucky, in a city of 3,000, do you need a tank? What is going down?
I can only speak for Columbus, Ohio. Our police department on a yearly basis gets about $3 million. Our healthcare department don't even tell you. They might get $1 million.
That's what they've been saying about
schools.
That's a great point right there.
We can't get no education, but we got
public,
money to lock
public schools. We all went to public schools sitting at this table. We all went to Columbus public schools sitting at this table. You all know the education we did and did not get, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we ain't got no right.
School of hard knocks.
We ain't got the money for that, but
or
damn, if the police officers
war.
Don't need a fucking tank.
Hey, so. Let's just go quickly around.
No.
Do you believe this will evoke more change than what has happened?
Yes.
Yes.
Situational.
Situational. I don't know.
I'm not really too scared. I'm. I don't
you,
think
you said
will.
Situational too.
I don't believe no.
Hmm? You don't
yet.
Think it's gonna change?
I think it's gonna be something else. I think it's gonna be bigger than this.
Damn, I don't want nothing bigger than this.
You're not gonna get it. The people like,
I don't
like
want
this week,
more
like this
plate.
Week. Before I ended, hold on. Before right. I ended, them Democrats and stuff that took the knee with the that's who's leading
it's
this shit.
Photo ops, bro.
You want things to change? They cannot lead this.
Yeah.
I agree.
And that's why
people.
It's going to take
it's driven
something.
By people.
And it's fucking 80-year-old people, like, leading this shit. Like, bro, can we at least get some 40-year-old races? Like, we still got the 80-year-olds leading this in
the
Congress
worst.
And
the
shit. Like,
races.
Come on, man. Let's get them out of here.
They the worst races.
They don't believe in the
and
mass.
It's coming
they
from
don't,
the top.
They don't believe
point.
In
it's
the mass
the
and all
left
that stuff.
And
so
the
they'll
right.
be, they'll be short for this world, hopefully.
The left and the right. So, yeah. I'm just saying that. So, we're trying to wrap up here. But that is just something that I really feel like, man. If you really try and do something, it's got to start at the deep roots of where we're at.
And it's starting from the top.
Yeah. So, we got a long way to go. But, hey. We're just gonna keep riding.
If I can give my quick, and I'll make them as quick as possible, parting words. Go out, go and listen to some Rage Against the Machine, feel empowered. Woo. Go out to the streets.
Big Crit, too.
Protest Crit, yes. What was the song I sent y'all?
Hard stuff. I don't remember.
With the Kenneth Wahoo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so. I can't think of what the name is. Might Not Be Okay is the name of the song. Go listen to that song. Tell me it wasn't written this year.
Hey, T. Alexander 614 on IG.
He cut it off. Boring, ZT.
Oh, you have more?
GQ no. Smooth.
Your boy, Bibby.
Yeah.
We out.
Yeah!